I wish we could go home. Piggy lay back against the sloping sand side of the pool. His stomach protruded, and the water dried on it. Ralph squinted up at the sky. One could guess at the movement of the sun by the progress of a light patch among the clouds. He knelt in the water and looked round. "Where's everybody?" Piggy sat up. "Perhaps they're lying in the shelter." "Where's Sam and Eric?" "And Bill?" Piggy pointed beyond the platform. "That's where they've gone. Jack's party." "Let them go," said Ralph uneasily. "I don't care. Just for some meat." "And for hunting," said Ralph wisely. "And for pretending to be a tribe and putting on war paint." Piggy stirred the sand underwater and did not look at Ralph. "Perhaps we ought to go, too." Ralph looked at him quickly, and Piggy blushed. "I mean, to make sure nothing happens." Ralph squirted water again. Long before Ralph and Piggy came up with Jack's lot, they could hear the party. There was a stretch of grass in a place where the palms left a wide band of turf between the forest and the shore. Just one step down from the edge of the turf was the white, blown sand of above high water, warm, dry, trodden. Below that again was a rock that stretched away toward the lagoon. Beyond was a short stretch of sand and then the edge of the water. A fire burned on the rock, and fat dripped from the roasting pig meat into the invisible flames. All the boys of the island, except Piggy, Ralph, Simon, and the two tending the pig, were grouped on the turf. They were laughing, singing, lying, squatting, or standing on the grass, holding food in their hands. But to judge by the greasy faces, the meat-eating was almost done, and some held coconut shells in their hands and were drinking from them. Before the